For WTOP News, it's The Book Report. I'm Tariq King. April Bellacio grew up under the shadow of her father, whose personality alternated between overwhelming charm and harrowing violence. In her new memoir, Raised by a Serial Killer, new out from Gallery Books, April shares the story of her upbringing and how she uncovered the shocking truth about her father, Edward Wayne Edwards. April, thank you so much for being on The Book Report today.
Thank you for having me.
I know that you've done a true crime podcast about how you learned about your father's crimes and you turned him in. What made you decide to go forward with this full narrative of your life publicly at this time?
Because I truly believe that no one could tell my story the way that I can tell my story in its entirety. And I wanted my voice to be heard in my story without any sensationalism and sticking to the truth and nothing but the truth. So I didn't feel there was anyone that could do it adequately except for myself. I mean, I lived it.
How many murders has your father officially been established to be responsible for?
He's admitted to 5. But at the same time that he's admitted to 5, there has been a taped interview, and then I also have a written letter where he references that he has killed others, but doesn't reference what state, doesn't reference when, how many. So I know for a fact that he has murdered others. I don't know how many.
You know, when people are arrested or captured for crimes like multiple homicides, they're often described as quiet or charming family men. But I don't think people often think about what the lives are like for the families that these men lead.
It was fun. I really did have a fun childhood, but I also had a terrifying childhood. And it depends on what aspect you want to dwell on the most. And I choose to dwell on the fun.
Okay, so it was fun, but there was always sort of a dark side. Some of the things that he would do that were rather sadistic, he would then frame them as pranks. Which one or two of those in particular did you find most difficult to write about?
The buttermilk incident, it was sadistic. You know, it always happened when after I would take a bath or take a shower, I was all cleaned up, ready for bed, and Dad would go to the refrigerator, get out that quart of buttermilk, and tell me either to drink it or to wear it. And if I drank it, I knew I would throw it up. And if I were to throw it up, you know, I would have to clean it up. And so, you know, I always chose to wear it. And especially on those cold winter nights when he would pour that on my head, it was freezing. Not to mention when we didn't have the hot running water, I'd have to go wash my hair again. And that was even more freezing. It was just horrible. And, you know, and just the way that he laughed about it. And as a parent, I can't even imagine doing that to one of my children. There's no way.
And you were the oldest of 5, so would it be accurate to say that you kind of bore the brunt of a lot of your father's rage and unhappiness so that you could protect your 4 younger siblings?
Absolutely, because he instilled in me that since I was the oldest, it was my responsibility to take care of my siblings, to look out for them. So if they got into trouble when I was watching them, I would also get into trouble. And there was many times I did take the blame for things that I shouldn't have just to protect them. And not just them, but my mom. Not only did I do that in my childhood, but I carried that over in my adult life. Taking the blame for people that I shouldn't have taken the blame for things. You know, for instance, for my ex-husband. So that was a learned behavior. I just didn't realize how much, because of my childhood, I carried that over into my adulthood.
How many states did you live in, if you can recall the number?
About 8 different states before the age of 13. I was changing schools usually a year, but sometimes it was 2 and 3 times a year. But normally every year we're changing schools.
And there would always be something tragic that happened in the town or a crime that was committed in the town that would coincide with the dates of your family leaving. How old were you when you first started inquiring as to the connections between those events and your family's frequent sudden moves?
Probably when I was in the 6th grade, and it was in Wisconsin, and that's where the Sweetheart murders took place.
Tim Hack and Kelly Drew were 19 when they disappeared on a Saturday night date. They disappeared in August of 1980. In October, hunters found their bodies in a cornfield, dumped there, prosecutors now say,
by this now elderly and sickly Louisville, Kentucky man. 76-year-old Edward Edwards worked at the Concord House at the time of the murders and left town a short time later. DNA testing on semen left on Drew's slacks gave investigators a profile. Tipsters pointed them back to Edwards, whom they'd cleared at the time. Prosecutors say Edwards tied Drew's ankles and wrists and strangled her. Heck was stabbed in the chest and back.
And at the time that we left Wisconsin, Tim and Kelly hadn't been found. They had just been missing, and we left. And it was during that time, hearing my dad talk about the case over and over and over, that even at that young age, I realized he was obsessed with it. And then also because of the things I seen of him during that time, him coming home with a broken nose, him coming home in the middle of the night with a muddy clothes and that. And that was when the wheels really started turning and me thinking about all the places that we had lived that continued throughout my childhood and teenage years. And I knew in my heart that my dad did it. I just couldn't prove it. But with that being said, there was still a part of my brain, still a part of my heart that was denying it and wanted to think that I was just this crazy person, that, you know, I was this horrible daughter thinking this these awful things about my dad. And after he was arrested, I knew then that if he committed the sweetheart murders, that my suspicions were correct, that then all the other suspicions I had of him were correct as well.
Did you feel like it was an act of courage when you picked up the phone and contacted the detective about your suspicions, or was it more to sort of convince yourself?
I don't want to say it was an act of courage. I needed to know. I had been living with these suspicions for so long, and I had been looking and trying to inquire about cold cases, the different places that we lived, that it was driving me crazy not knowing for sure. And then in addition to that, at that time, I was the mother of three teenagers, and not even being able to comprehend, not even wanting to comprehend, if something happened to them and they didn't come home, and God forbid, you know, I found that they had been murdered, that it was putting my place in the victims' families. You know, it was driving me crazy and I just couldn't live with it any longer.
A lot of people would say that this is something that they simply need to release and move on from. What is driving your continued interest in cold cases that are potentially linked to your father? Like, why continue to pursue this when you already have had a very tumultuous journey to this point?
Putting myself in the place of one of the parents of the victims, you know, if that was your child, would you ever give up on trying to find out what happened? And I think that's my main I didn't think I was going to get emotional today. That's my main motivation. Like I said, I just can't even imagine being one of those parents and living through a trauma like that. It's unspeakable. And to realize that my father was the cause of all that pain and repercussions to this day. For instance, with Tim Hack, he was going to take over the family farm. Well, he's no longer here to do that. So they ended up selling the family farm, which was very heartbreaking to Tim's dad, Dave. And when you hear Dave talk about his farm, it just breaks my heart all the more because there's still repercussions 30 some years later.
What would you want readers to take away from your story?
That you don't have to be, one of the biggest things is you don't have to be a product of your environment. You know, people would assume that since my dad was this serial killer and he destroyed all these lives, that his children's lives, we would be, you know, like as Dave said in the podcast, he thought I was some kind of floozy until he met me and he was happily surprised. And I'm hoping that people who read my book, that I took them on this emotional roller coaster of a journey. I wanted them to see what my dad was truly like. You know, he was fun. He was charismatic on one side, but on the other side, he was this horrible, despicable monster, you know, but he was still my dad and I still loved him. And there was times that my child was fun and great. And that was because of my dad. And that if anyway, if this could help people who might be have this under similar circumstances, to help them overcome, to go and seek professional help. So there's a lot of things I'm hoping people will get from this book.
One last question before I let you go. If someone's in a bookstore and they're eyeballing the cover and wondering what kind of story they're going to get from Raised by a Serial Killer, what would your pitch be to that person?
Well, I think it's more of a memoir than true crime. I really tried not to go into too much detail on the true crime because I don't think that's good for society. So it's more of a memoir. And I think it's just a good story of coming from a very dysfunctional family and overcoming those obstacles, doing the right thing. And there again, we reap what we sow. I didn't want to continue my father's legacy of making bad choices.
A story about breaking cycles and a journey to the heart of darkness and back. And it's the and back part that really makes me admire you so much. April Bellacio, thank you so much for being on the Book Report today.
And like I said before, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
And I thank everyone for listening to this edition of the Book Report. For WTOP News, I'm Tariq King.